Please state your name and your current age and how old you were at the time that you were a guest of Expo 74.
My name is Joan Kendall. I'm 78 years old, and I guess, and during Expo, I was 28 years old.
28 oh. years old.
That was a long time ago.
That's the prime time to remember and be there and experience it. Were you a resident of Spokane, Washington at that time?
Yes.
And how many days did you spend at Expo 74? Did you get the pass where you went quite frequently?
Yes, I had two little girls, and we had passes, so we came down here a lot.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes, it was fun.
Did your girls really enjoy it
yes,
as
they
well?
Did. Yes, they did.
Do you have a specific memory with them?
Yes, mostly I remember doing the sky ride, and we did that a lot.
Did the sky ride start where the current Performing Arts Center is and go through the river that way and then to
the bridge?
I haven't
been down to Riverfront Park in a fair number of years. It was on the other side of the river and came to this side of the river.
Okay.
And then back again. But it just seemed to go over most of the park where you could, I mean, it was high enough you could see everything.
You could see the whole park.
Yes.
Because now it just takes you to the falls and Monroe Street Bridge. But when I saw pictures of it, it looked like it went all the way through the park.
It felt like it. I mean, back then it really did feel like you saw everything.
That's so fun.
It was. It was just great.
All right. Is there another specific memory that you have that impacted your life because of visiting Expo 74?
I don't know how much it impacted my life. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed Up With People. Mm. I really enjoyed their music. It was just fun seeing all the people from all the countries. It was great. It really was fun. You know, and I think my kids enjoyed it a lot. I think it was a great thing for Spokane.
Yeah, love it. And since you were a resident of Spokane, what do you remember about the river prior to Expo 74? Did you go down to the river? And do you remember just anything about that time or that area?
Not that much. No, I do remember the railroad being there, but we didn't go down there much at all before that. You know, the kids were little, and so we didn't spend much time down there.
Okay. And then, do you remember, was there a homeless problem before at that time, or do you remember seeing any homeless during Expo 74?
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Certainly not like it is now.
I know, right? Were you able to see Richard Nixon speak and do the opening ceremony?
No.
I just know that there's certain people who got to hear him speak. Did you hear his speech later on?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your thoughts on that?
It was interesting. I mean, I thought it was very exciting to have someone, you know, that famous here in town.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoy listening to it on TV, but
yeah,
you know, I like it when famous people like that come to town. I think it's nifty.
Yeah. And then, do you have any memories or something, an experience that you can share with the new technology that was being presented? Did it kind of make you think of futuristic, or was there anything specific that you looked forward to or thought that would be cool in our world?
You know, I don't remember anything like that. Back then it was more trying to keep the kids entertained because they were young, and it was just more trying to keep them entertained at that age. And so I didn't I didn't think in terms of that back then. It was go to work, come home, grab the kids, go back down to Riverfront Park and enjoy the day. And
so, let them play and experience.
Yeah. Just didn't have time to think ahead for things like that. It just work and keep the kids happy.
Did you see a direct impact on Spokane after Expo 74 was over?
Oh.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was great for the city because it did bring more people into Spokane, I thought, down to Riverfront Park. I mean, that made a huge difference on a place for that we could take kids and go down by the river. And before then, I would have never thought of taking my kids down there.
Yeah.
But afterwards. But, you know, now, even if there was just the train station down there, I'd take my kids down there now to the train station because I love trains. But, yeah, I think it was great for Spokane.
So you were able to really see that it helped, make lives better for Spokane residents.
Yeah, it's great for the economy. And, it brought so many people into town. And it exposed the adults as well as the kids to different cultures and everything. That was fascinating to see all these different countries of the people. And I thought that was nifty. I really enjoyed that.
That's neat. Yeah, my husband's Filipino, and his aunt, who was living in the Philippines at the time, came over to Spokane and she absolutely loved Spokane and that whole experience, which is really cool that she knew Spokane when we were moving up here. She's like, I know Spokane!
Yeah, it's a nice area.
It's very nice. I'm happy to be a resident here, too. Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you remember that specifically that you want to share?
You know, I don't remember a lot. It just seemed like, you know, go to work, come home, take the kids down there. And that's mostly what I remember. I thoroughly enjoyed the Up With People. I loved the music. The kids enjoyed that.
Yeah.
They really did. But, you know, seeing all the different cultures and it was just a really enjoyable place to go and where the kids actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was nice.
Did the Up With Music, did they perform every day? Or
it seems
was
like
randomly?
It's in my mind, it seemed like it was every day. But it was every day we were down there, put it that way.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very
Joan,
welcome.
Thanks for having a conversation and sharing your memory.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.